And we're live. Hey, folks, thanks for tuning in to our regular lunchtime beat-em-ups on the Banff podcast and also on the Sci-Fi Writers Play Old School D&D Twitch channel. Today we are playing White Star, sort of a sci-fi sci-fi RPG for OSR, written by James Michael Sfahn, who is a great guy. Let me share the cover of it real fast, and then Walt will take over GMing duties.
Hell yeah, I love GMing duties.
And that tiny picture, it's actually a pretty cool looking cover, and it's a great game, Platinum Seller and DTRPG.
If you focus on Jacob, he might have a picture of the White Star book.
Does he? Okay, let's give Jacob that solo layout.
We love the solo layout.
Beautiful, beautiful cover.
Yeah, James Michael Sfahn from Barrel Rider Games. It's a great book. Check it out. And we're going to be playing it today. Walt is the captain, and I'll hand the mic over to him now.
I love being the captain, or so my wife tells me. Today we have a pretty big roundtable where we're going to be playing an old school game that somebody might have used to file off the serial numbers so that we can do blasters and energy blades. I'm starting from, of course, my left-hand side with our team captain, a.k.a. Yakark, Banff himself, Mike Lafferty. Mike, can you tell us who you're playing?
I told Walt I wanted a Chewy type. And
so Chewy as in the enemy is going to eat you up and spit you out?
You rolled up the character. Is that what you created for me?
Well, you know, if the fur fits. Okay. Speaking of fitting the fur, we have Jacob Blackman. How are you, sir?
Hello.
Who are you playing?
I will be playing Targar. Targar the alien mystic.
As Mike had said earlier, we have sci-fi writer Mr. Nick Cole. Who are you playing, sir?
Today I'm going to play a character from my upcoming novel, which is called Strange Company. And you got to think of him as sort of like a reggae Mako from Conan, who's drunk all the time, who's extremely vindictive, and he's some kind of force user. He's basically a drunken private military contractor space wizard, and he kind of talks like this, and everything is really jacked up for him.
That's awesome. Thanks for coming out today. We appreciate it. Mr. Paddy Finn.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Paddy, who are you playing today?
I'm playing Duncan, a mercenary weapon specialist who may try to give Snake Guy a bit of a run for her money when it comes to the old drinking game. He is of Irish heritage and is maybe a little slow on the uptake as a result.
Can you tell us, will you be doing an Irish accent today?
I'll try my hardest.
Brother Donovan being played by Jason. Sir, who are you playing today?
Brother Donovan is a Star Knight inspired by the Weeping Monk, and looking forward to getting into White Star for the first time.
Hell yeah. And then we have Paul being playing our Junker today, sir. Who are you playing today?
I'm playing a kind of a gearhead character who also has due to a piratical past, lost any number of limbs, which are now replaced with android parts. And he's always on the hunt for new ones because he never has money to pay. So it's just scrap from what they collect, and including his ever-present hunt for a new voice box.
Excellent. Excellent. All right. So we're going to be rolling in. You guys, I need to get you guys the thing for the map. All right, that's coming up. So you guys are aboard an assault shuttle. So this thing is like a giant dart with a boring laser on either side of its wings, and then a like a giant nose like emitter that creates not only a force field, but a force field that allows you to burrow deep into a ship. They launch this thing by gravitic catapult into the void. You guys are heading toward a giant arrowhead corvette. Your captain comes over the comms that are in your ear and the little holograms that appear in your eye. She says, This is Captain Leandra. We are going to be boarding this ship to take a precious piece of cargo from the people who have wronged all of us. You know who I talk about. Those people in power. They think they're safe. They think they've made protected places for themselves. But today, you will be taking these things from them. Not only their things, but their feeling of safety as well. Boring in 20 seconds. And I don't mean things aren't going to get rough. Do you guys respond in any way, shape, or form? That's, yep, that would do it. Pilot clicks over. You just see it like a spinning. The symbol for your ship is a skull with two cross knives behind it over a glowing field. Do you guys have a name for the ship?
The Bastard Nebula.
The Bastard Nebula. Oh my God, that's fantastic. All right, so you guys had launched from the Bastard Nebula. You guys are in this arrow penetrator, which sounds really more awful than it really should be. You hear
who named
like
this ship.
Esoteric in the chat is saying there are no safe spaces. So you guys are getting ready to slam home into the outside of this arrow corvette, and. When you think one of these ships, if you think back to that property that shall not be named, think of like a giant Star Destroyer. And that's what you guys have to deal with. Now, in the private chat of our little user interface, I just put the invitation for the map so you guys can see what's going on as I put it up on screen, if you so choose. You don't have to. Yes.
Stink Eye would like to take a drink from his flask and glare evilly at everybody like he does because he's super hungover. And then he just starts like chanting like a Shaggy song, but he's going to use emotional resonance and give everybody in the boarding team hate for the victims that they're about to kill.
Okay.
So he's going to broadcast hate.
That's fantastic. Now, you guys have worked with Stink Eye before. You know that his particular flavor of digital voodoo. Do me a favor, Mike, if you can, just go ahead and shut the chat window so that doesn't appear on screen.
Oh, all right. Yep.
And let me share my screen versus yours because you're about to launch a whole bunch of video feeds. That's going to get weird.
Okay, sure.
Share. I'm going to hit the share screen. It's almost like we've done this before. There we go. All right. So do you guys say anything to Stink Eye? Because you've worked with him before, and you know that his particular brand of space pirate voodoo allows you guys to have like certain special effects. If you allow him to fill your hearts with hate, it might give you bonuses in combat, or you can try and resist. Anybody
you
trying
need
to resist?
To hate.
That's fantastic. Anybody trying to resist?
Not me.
No, he will let the hate of the void fill him.
Oh, nice. All right. So everybody, for the next combat scene, you guys will have a plus one to your you'll have a plus one to your stats, saving throws, your basic to hit bonus. So that plus one will fill you when you are dealing with the crew. All right, so now you hear the massive spool of the boring lasers chiming up, there's a quick hum and then a rapid pulse, and you can feel like a snapping going through the hull of the ship. There's and you know that's the phase shooting up. There's a pounding. Did you just do a noise?
Maybe.
Oh my god. There's a pounding as the ship goes through the exterior hull. You guys, the inertial dampeners try to compensate for the quick loss of inertia. You feel the pounding as you rip through deck, and then you come to a sudden stop, pushing you against the edges of your harness. Pilot says, "You have 30 seconds to get out of this thing before we have a total loss of power. Out, 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 out." And you feel, you just see this massive ramp on the side of your ship drop to either side. What do you do?
I would say I get out.
Torgo unstraps and runs out.
I got my slap rifle up. What weapons out?
Duncan extends a stock on his heavy repeating rifle and follows the others.
Brother Donathan exits the ship and immediately looks for cover.
Oh yeah, there's plenty of it. All right, so you guys enter in what looks like a transport loading facility. To the you guys are down here near this crane, and where these boxes are right here. You have a you have the nose of the ship basically, and then the sides where you guys can jump out and kind of wreak havoc. The what do you call it? There's tons of machinery going on, lots of people moving around and in throughout the different spaces. They are just like, they're trying to pick themselves off the ground. It looks like tons of stuff and equipment were thrown all over the space because of explosive decompression and then some sort of a boarding shield locked in place. So you guys are, what do you call it? Exiting the ship from, I apologize for the dog. He doesn't like the rest of the people in the cargo bay. The ship that you're on has point defense cannons that are firing out into the space. All right. So what do you guys do? Where do you go?
Were we given an indication of what specific object we are looking for?
Yes. You guys have a heads up display. If you're wearing like, they give you like a little monocle to wear that if you don't have cyber eyes. That heads up display says you have to go over to here, which is the train platform, and there's a tram that is on the deck right now. You can either take it to your location or you can just use the rail and get there, you know, under your own steam. What do you guys do?
Right. Junker, who has a robotic eye, but it's one that was built for a much larger creature, so it bulges out of his head.
of course it is.
As soon as the download like happens, he involuntarily like projects it in front of him holographically for a moment before saying, "Off, damn you, off!" And then he's gonna run forward, shooting his slug rifle as he makes for the tram.
All right. So if you look at your screen, you have some dock workers. They're kind of taking cover, right? Mm-hmm. It doesn't look like they have much in the way of weaponry, but these guys up here, these guys look heavily armored.
We're coming in from the south, or?
Yeah, you're coming in from the south. I'm going to put tokens up there for a second.
Cool.
So we'll stop that for the time being while I load some tokens. And then, all right, so what do you guys do?
Are the guards that are armed, are they in a sort of upraised platform where they can be seen from where we disembark?
Oh, hell yeah.
Okay. I think that I would stink eye. I like to stay inside the ship and continue to drink, which is my thing. But, you know, I can cast some voodoo towards that guy. I can hit that guy right there with some real bad poison and give him a mind assault, 50 feet per level. And I think I'm like about third level. So I think I can hit him with an aggressive blast.
Okay. So we have you guys have initiative. So you gonna what do you call it? It's totally up to you what you guys do. Stink guys, since your stuff is mental, you can go ahead and go first. You're attacking which guy are you attacking?
Let's break the center guard so that we can push through him. Okay. And sort of like create a breakout there. So I can hit him with Mind Assault.
Excellent. All right. So there are three guys right up the center. Yes. So let's see. Mike, if you can go ahead and share my screen again. Here it comes. It's coming. There we go. All right. So if you look at the screen, you have guys right here. You have three of these hard armored guards right there, mm-hmm. right straight up the middle. You have some on the side, right? The dock workers, they're trying to stay out of your way. And then you have some on the flank right here.
Walt, could you put us as players over there on the screen on Roll 20? Is that possible?
Yep. Cool. Working it now. Yep. So, all right. So what are you guys going to do? Go ahead. First of all, wait, Nick, you're throwing some hate at these three guys right there. You can get them by, you can get them. They're close enough to where you can get them all at once.
Okay. So, it says they may add dice from the pool to increase the power of the attack. The Scion gains a pool of D6 equal to their level upon activating. So I'm 3D6. So I will throw all the dice 3D6 into the attack.
Okay.
And it gives me D6 plus one.
Okay. So they're going to.
Am I doing that right?
Yep. Absolutely. All right. So don't roll just yet. They're going to get a save. Okay. One guy saved. So this guy near this near these glowing green indicators, he saved. So he looks like he gets rocked. But go ahead and roll the effect and tell me what you got. 3D6.
Okay. 3D6, 2, 2, and 1 plus 3 would be 8.
All right. So you see Stink Guy kind of stick his head out the ship, see all these people getting up from being thrown around the bay, and is like, oh, hell no. Take a sip from his flask. And as that flask comes up and gives you access to kind of like the windows of his soul, you see like a momentary flash of something in his eyes. And those three guys, the first guy on the right, he goes down hard. There's like a, almost like somebody hit him in the head with something heavy. There's a crack to his head and he just drops. The next guy, his helmet literally explodes. There's shards and fragments that go and take out this technician here from the explosion. That technician falls down, and this guy right here, he looks like he gets rocked by something, but you can still see him moving as he falls back a little bit. All right, so that was Nick's turn. Go ahead and Trogu.
Torgu is going to let the hate and the void take him. His eye is going black, and he's going to turn to these armored troopers coming up on our 10 o'clock here and gesture to one of them, "Your armor will not help you against the void," and crush his throat with his telekinetic power.
Damn.
So right. he needs to make a saving throw.
All right. So he's which guy are you tackling?
The closer one.
All right. So one of the ones on the flanks.
Yeah.
All right. So that's one of these guys right here.
Take him the closer one, so the guy behind him can see him do it and hopefully get terrified.
Ugh! In true pirate fat, did you want to throw down a goblin laugh for us? You see his hand come up, right? And in classic, like, oh, Yorick, how, you know, in life, how I knew you well and blah, 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 right? And as his little tiny green hands are coming up like this, you see the guy like trying to grip his throat. His feet come off the ground. He's like, you can hear like the of his feet tapping the deck plating as he's trying to gain purchase. And you can see him struggling for air and for maybe control over his own neck anymore. KTF Fiend, our friend from some of the other streams, is saying, I see Nick is stink eye today. Strange company for the win. All right. So
yeah. I will do 6 points of damage, and he is rendered helpless.
All right. So as he's floating there, some things are happening. All right. That brings us to Brother Donovan.
All right. I think Brother Donovan will peek around the corner to see the enemy getting choked. I'll target the guy behind him and kind of rush forward, igniting my star blade and whipping it across his chest.
All right. So which guy are you going for?
Far left.
So this guy right here?
Yep.
All right. Go ahead and give me an attack roll. He's got an AC of 3.
All right. Let me check my sheet here. So I rolled a 13, but I get a +2 for my star blade, and that +1 for the hate. So I'm hitting.
Don't forget the hate.
Right. So I'm hitting armor class 3. It looks like.
Nice. All right. Go ahead and roll your damage, which is 1d6 +4.
All right. So that's 6 points of damage, and as I strike him, I say, "This is the way."
All right, Brother Donovan comes up. You see him bringing his star sword, his plasma blade ignites. His cloak tattered through the breeze. Knight of Barsoom, let the hate flow through you. And then he rakes across this guy's armor. There's a shattering sound as pieces of Carbonex break all over the deck. A quick wisp of smoke as you rake across his chest, and he goes down hard. All right, so that guy's done. Right as Brother Donovan's feet hit the deck, Jacob, the fruit of your labor finally comes to pass as you hear a sharp crack.
Oof.
That would bring us to Patty.
Oh, I'm going to use. I have spider guns.
So think of them like little tripods, or quadrupods with guns on them. If you look at the back of your character sheet,
ooh, you got drones.
Yeah.
How do they crawl? Move?
Yeah. Yeah. You know the rolling droids from that property that shall not be named.
Yep.
Something like that. Only these can crawl across surfaces. They attach themselves to ceilings. They're pretty versatile.
Okay, so I'm going to deploy 2 of my little spider guns, military grade. They're going to kind of go off to the left, to where the guys are trying to flank us. And they're going to try and, with the intention of like trying to help whoever's around there and maybe draw away some of the fire from the back. And as they do that, I'm going to find cover and try to offer some cover fire.
Yeah, cover is a good thing. All right, so if you look right here, these are crates and containers. You have more like connexes, like cargo boxes right there. So all those can provide cover. So there's tons of cover for you guys. If you just tell me that you're using cover, then I'll consider you using cover, and you get a bonus to your AC for that, so that it makes it much more difficult for you guys to get shot.
Okay, so I'll go up the middle where Stink Guy was kind of pointing, and kind of just go to the nearest bit of cover there, and just lay down a bit of just a nice V spread up ahead. All right. Those armored guys are at the back.
All right. So right now I'm setting up your character. So if you're in the interactive Roll20 map, you can click on some of these characters down here and move them around. If you're just hanging out, and don't worry, I can move them for you. It's not a big deal, right? So I got one more to get. All right, so now we're going to roll initiative. So I'll leave it to you guys how you want to do it. If you want to do group initiative, that's fine. If you want to do individual initiative, that's cool too. Totally up to you how you guys want to play it.
Walt, should we be seeing that screen in Roll 20? Because I'm not seeing it.
There's a drop-down menu up top. And yep, and then if you drag the player thing. Yeah.
Yep, hold on. It's coming. Where am I? Oh, there we are. Huh. Yeah, just remind me of that because, you know, lots of moving pieces.
There we go. Yes, I know. This, yep. It's such a beast to keep track of.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we usually I do this when I've had more than an hour of sleep. All right, we're on the roll. So you guys, up to you how you want to roll initiative. You just let me know.
Knight of Bars group to keep it.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah. Go ahead, Mike. Go ahead and show that picture.
Okay, I'm sure.
Yeah, Knight of Barsoom is saying that, just remember, guys, military grades means made by the lowest bidder.
I shouldn't have said that.
All right, so my side gets a 3. Who's rolling for you guys?
Who's got dice?
Are we D6?
Yep, D6.
We got a 4.
All right, so you guys are going to go first. All right. Go ahead. You got technicians. You got some armored dudes still hanging out. You hear a klaxon start up because, you know, that was eventual. What do you do?
I didn't get to go last time, so I'd like to get my slap rifle out and shoot the nearest armored guy to me and then seek cover.
Gotcha. So the nearest, you got guys up here?
I think so, yeah.
Two guys up there. If you look all the way across the map, you got guys here. And then scrolling up the tram, there are guys in this lead engine that are, it looks like they were hooking up the engine toward these cars back here. But there are guys in this engine that are jumping out and getting ready to lay the hate.
The tram is our destination. We want to get on the tram and go wherever it's going.
Yeah, either get on the tram and take it to its destination. Or you want
the bridge or something?
Yeah. Or you want to? What do you call it? You want to just use the tram tunnel? If you guys have alternate means of locomotion.
All right. So our goal is to take the ship.
You guys need to get to another location where they have more like big, huge cargo containers. But before you do that, you're going to need to disengage the farming ray or tractor beam in order to allow your recovery ship to come in through an atmospheric drop bay.
The agriculture laser,
yes.
All right, so we got to turn off the tractor beam so our backup can come in, then we can do whatever the main objective is. All right, I gotcha. Yes, who do I have the best, who do I have the least obstructed shot on? I'll take that shot.
You have these guys over here. They're, like I said, they're kind of recovering, and since you guys won initiative, and then you have one more right here. Right.
Okay, cool. Looks like I get a base hit bonus of +2, plus mm-hmm. one for ranged, plus one more because I'm filled with hate.
Yes.
From Stink Eye, so that's a total of +4.
Yep, and you need to hit an AC 13.
Okay, I don't have.
Excuse me, AC three. Excuse me.
AC 3. All right, I rolled an 11 +4 gives me to 15,
which I believe is a hit. Go ahead and roll your damage, sir.
That's a 2d6 on a slap rifle.
Yes, sir.
Is that +1 because I'm filled with hate?
Of course it is.
All right, 4 makes it a 5 with the +1, +6, 11.
Nice. All right, so you you load this slap rifle up. Think a modular gun that can go from assault to overlook in very, very short order. There's a huge boom. The dust and debris that was thrown all over the room as a result of the explosive decompression that blows everything sideways, and you see that dude get blown under the tram. All right.
Sweet. I feel useful.
Go ahead, Jacob.
Okay. There seems to be only one of these armored guys between us and the tram.
There's one up at the top, and there's one to the far right.
All right. And they seem to be armed with blasters, right?
Yep.
All right. Torgu is going to activate his resist energy meditation.
Excellent. Okay. All right, that's you. All right, Jason.
All right. Am I this white dude on here?
Yes, you are the white dude.
Cool. All right,
but so you are actually you're actually up here. There. Yep.
Okay, cool. I think I will. I'll move to right about here and kind of peek around the corner, and try to charm this
technician.
The technician right there, and say, "Kill your friends."
Oh no, he needs to just make a saving throw. What are you using?
It's the charm person.
Gotcha. Meditation. All right. You know, you hear you guys in your comms get this sense of like really creepy whispers where you feel like you're sitting in bed and you know a spider has dropped down in your neck. And of course it's brought two or three of its buddies, and you can feel it just tapping above the edge of your hairline as you're trying to, you know, sleep. It's that kind of
you can just rock me to sleep.
It's that kind of icky sensation as whispers go through the comm, and you see that dude kind of like shaking his head. You might see the fruit of your labors before more blasters and bolts go through the screen. Go ahead. That's going to give us to Patty.
Are there any visible openings on the train?
I'm sorry?
Are there any visible openings on the train?
Yeah. So if you look at the train, right, it looks like the prime engine was going to hook up. There's a door open, and there's one of those people in the chat are like about the spiders. You see one of those another armored trooper getting ready to dump onto the platform, and he's got buddies. It looks like. But there's the cargo car that's right here, and that cargo car has entrances as well.
Okay, I'm going to use my cybernetic eye to control my spiders and send them into the car where the guy's ready to unload, and sort of like just charge to try and hold those guys back and shoot at the same time.
All right, so they're going to have to – so these guys are coming out from here. Right, they're coming out from the top right.
Oh, the top right. I thought you said the left. Sorry.
Right, and right here is the cargo container, and that's going to spill some people out. Not spill some people out, but that's just got openings as well, right? But the troops are coming from here, so you're going to deploy them. It doesn't look like the techs are giving you guys any resistance at all. So they're just going. If you deploy the drones that way, they'll get their next round, and then you'll be able to take action from there.
Sure, I'm going to deploy them and get them to try to run this way into the. I don't know if you're seeing my.
Yeah, I got it. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, so that brings us to Nick. Your emotional resonance is still active, so you are still producing hate for your friends. What are you going to do?
Because he's stink eye, he starts thinking of completely ridiculous ideas that wouldn't make sense to a sober person. But because he's drunk, he's like, hey, there's a crane over there. And he, you know, he's kind of like a small monkey guy. And he runs for that crane and the controls that are at the base.
So the one that's right beside you guys, right there?
Right there.
Okay.
Yeah.
And when
and he's going to take control of that crank.
All right, you have control of it. What are you going to do? It's the
controls immediately drops. Okay, he immediately drops the magnetic clamp and picks up that crate down or that giant container there. Then he yanks it back to the left side of the screen to the nine, and then he gets his hand ready on the release and he rockets the crane back over to the right and tries to fling the cargo container at the troops that are coming out over to that general action. And he's cool. He's cool if he kills the civilians.
Oh my God, that's fantastic. All right, so you get in there. You're just like, I might have done this before. Hey, 67 Indian, thank you very much for the subscription for 5 months. That's awesome. So you guys,
huzzah!
Huzzah! Right, you get that crane. You hear like a like a power buildup. The cargo container beneath it slams into the crane arm. It rocks one way, catapulting the other. You really know to hit roll for this because, I mean, you know, how do you hit with a crane? The box, as you hear the woo, 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 and you just see the box tumbling in the air. It hits these three technicians on the bounce. You hear the famous Indiana Jones, like, whoa, you know, as that thing hits and sends, cargo containing parts everywhere. And it stops, right on top of this dead guy. It's kind of laying half in the track and half against the train. But it's, you know, you see the one guy that was coming up and he brings his rifle up and you, once again, you're like, and boom, there's a hard slap as the train rocks and its magnetic accelerators. You see this guy right here, like, pull a nope, and he starts to take off. That brings us to Paul. What are you doing?
Cool. So Junker is also going to pull out his drone, which he wears as a backpack, but he'll activate his kind of remote control gauntlet arm, and Bubba unwraps from his back and takes off into the air because it can hover.
Yep.
And he's going to start scanning to see if there's any robots or advanced tech here. If he can, he'll take some pot shots while he flies around. But overall, he's looking to be on sentry mode and scanning for goodies.
Gotcha. All right. So you can see this right here looks to be mm-hmm. a fast tram, kind of like an elevator.
Okay.
And you see it like kind of like psh, like almost like on pistons, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. There's a small venting of gas, and you see it start to lever open.
Junker says, I think we might have more company, boyos. And he'll pull out a flask, and as he unscrews the top, he then screws on a little spout and opens up his voice box and takes a slug of oil. When the others look at him, he says, this jaw is rusty. Don't judge me.
Judging him.
That's creepy and fantastic all at the same time. All right, top of the batting order. Their turn. This guy right here is bugging out. He was like, that dude just shot a cargo container at us. Hell no. This guy up here at the top, he's still got tons of murder and hate in his eyes. He throws a bunch of automatic weapons fire. So he just puts the selector lever to auto and just starts rocking and rolling across the space. So I need everybody to make a saving throw. Should be on your sheet. And just let me know if you make it or not.
All right. 16, made it.
Gotcha.
Is it radiation or traps?
No, it is automatic blaster fire, which technically could be radiation. And
this is like AD&D where I want to roll under the number I have there?
You want to roll over it.
Over it, very good.
I rolled a 10.
What's I did not saving? Roll over it.
My saving throw is a 12. Unless you give me that plus 2 for radiation, I think it got me.
Okay, so you got, Paul got. Patty, did you make it?
15.
Gotcha. Jason?
Got a 15.
Gotcha. Jacob?
16.
Okay, so you guys basically, you know, you guys are sitting there like, you know, Stink Eye is, you know, doing his like, hell yeah, you know, rock and rolling. And the thing is, he, you know, slapped that cargo container up. And just as you guys are kind of looking, you see that dude in the corner just throw an epic wave of hate in the form of automatic blaster fire for you guys. Our friend Yakark. God, that's such a hard name to say. Okay, so Yak for short.
Call me Yak. Yeah, there you go.
Yak. And it was Paul, right? Paul, you missed yours?
Yeah, I missed mine. Junker got hit.
All right. So you guys get laced by automatic blaster fire as the spray gets into you guys for 7 points of damage.
That is over half my health. Damn. So Junker gets a bunch of robots bits blown off of him and says, "No, I needed some of those."
I am down to 4 HP.
Ooh. Yeah, you might want to do something about that.
I'm at 5, you weakling.
All right. So
sucks to be you.
you're like, man, I was in the crane. I'm not even worried about anything. Yeah, we need a better token for Mike. All right, so what do you guys do? You have this guy right here as the sole combatant left. The techs are kind of hovering, trying to hunker down, and you can see along the tracks back here. You have more guys that are looking to cross the mag rails and get at you, but right now they're too far away to do anything. What are you guys gonna do?
Don't forget my charm, dude.
Oh, that's right. You got this guy. Yep. Good reminder. Thank you.
I'm gonna take this turn just to use a med kit, get behind some cover, and try to make sure I survive the firefight.
All right. Roll 1d6 plus 3.
That'll be 7.
All right, so that's what you get back. Paul, are you using a med kit as well?
Yeah, if I can use it now out of initiative or whatever, I will totally use a med kit or try to fix myself with robotics, whichever is more appropriate.
All right, as you're doing that, go ahead and make that roll.
What am I rolling for a med kit? Oh, for robotics? Absolutely.
Totally up to you. If you want to do the robotics thing, that's going to take your turn.
Sure.
But it'll fix you up. So what is the letter that is right next to the skill?
Okay, that's okay. So robotics is I plus 2, so intelligence plus 2.
Intelligence plus 2, right? You want
to roll. My modifier is plus 1, so I want to roll
that number or lower.
Very good. I do so.
All right. So you gain back.
I got a 9. I don't know if that's relevant, but yeah, yep. It's well under my intelligence score.
All right, so you got 4 points back.
Awesome.
As you start picking up parts off the ground and just kind of slap welding them in. All right, so this charm dude right here, he looks like he's talking to the guy. And as he just kind of like points over, he shoulders the guy who just shot you guys, and he falls onto the magnetic acceleration rail on the back from the where the tram is, and gets shot right through the tram. The tunnel tube.
Wow.
Yep, pretty much. And as a couple people in the chat have mentioned, that is called a Wilhelm scream. I learned something here today. All right, so what do you guys do? You got tons of technicians hunkering down. That dude is, and now you have more bad guys on the top who are rushing, looking for a way to get through the tram. What do you guys do?
Can we hijack the train?
That was the original plan.
Okay.
With all the bad guys on this side taken care of, Torgo's plan is to stitch scurry his way towards the train.
The little
rover things.
You know, you could always have one of your buddies carry you, but you know that's a little denigrating. All right, so you guys get up to the tram. What are you doing about the giant cargo container that's right here?
We've got a guy in the crane, right?
Mm-hmm.
Can we just move it? Should I throw grenades?
Can the crane reach it?
It's got an extension boom, so you could actually...
Okay.
You going to do that? Just move it out of the way?
Let's see if that occurs to Stink Eye's intelligence, which is a 14. But he's drunk, so -5. No, it doesn't occur to him. He's already left the crane and is running for the engine in the least. Like, he's basically making an L down here towards 3 o'clock and then up till 2 o'clock. And, like, if there's any exposed space, he slithers like a snake on his belly. He, you know, sweats and swears when he gets behind cargo. Every time he takes cover, he drinks and mutters curses at somebody and then continues to slither forward. So that's my contribution.
That is in character role playing if I ever saw it. So why do we care about this container anyway? Is it blocking us from our goal? Or
yeah, you need to get into the tram. Okay. To go up the tunnel so you guys can get to the farming laser.
All right, so right now the container is blocking that from happening, right?
Yes.
All right, I've done this before. How stupid is it to throw a fragmentation grenade at it?
You don't think that would do it.
Okay.
It's a pretty thick. These things are made to withstand vacuum.
How heavy is it?
Judging by the way it hit the deck, probably a couple of tons at least.
Yeah. So while Stink Eye,
you're welcome,
is not brilliant, Junker does have a good intelligence and will say, after he uses his rusty old jaw to replace his busted kneecap. So right now he's gotten like barren underbite, no jaw. But still talks through his voice box and says, why didn't you just move it with a crane? And he'll go for the crane.
All right. So you're going for the crane. The technicians all move out of your way. It takes a few minutes and it looks like there's a problem across the tracks. The technicians are looking to use it looks like a mounting arm for the tram. It looks like they're going to use that to try and bridge the gap so the soldiers can get across and get at you.
And Stink Eye mutters in response, "Dis ain't my circus and dem ain't my monkeys." In
response. All right, what do you guys? Manage to get the magnetic crate up off the deck. It looks like the dude that was in the doorway of the tram, he just falls out of it, and then you see like another soldier just kind of like slowly lift his slowly lift his head, and he just backs really slowly into the tram.
Is there a terminal on this side that can manipulate that arm they're about to use?
You're not sure. If there was one, there's a command console right here. You could probably access it from that.
He's okay. Torku's going to go over there and see if that'll do it.
All right. You can hear these guards and technicians on the other side. They're like, "Get it into operation. Come on, let's go." They're not really firing at you because they got too much debris and their own technicians in the way. So it looks like they're going to try and cross before they do anything. Okay. You start tram arm on their side, that loading arm, powering up. What are you doing as far as the controls, Jacob?
He wants to see if this console can manipulate that arm, and if so, he wants to start swatting them all with it.
Do you have technology or anything like that?
I do.
All right, go ahead and roll that. What's the score for that?
I plus two.
All right, go ahead.
So I roll a one.
That is, for an ability check, that is really good.
Right, it's like critical success, right?
Yes. So tell me what happens with that arm.
He just gets on the control and starts playing with it and watching them as he notices he can manipulate the thing. He starts just swatting it around chest level at everyone around it.
Is he cackling?
Oh yeah.
That's fantastic. Stink Eye, have you made your mad dash through the cavalcade of containers to meet up with your friends yet? Oh no, Nick froze. Ah! Okay, we'll assume he got there. When he hopefully he'll log out, log back in. All right, so what are you guys doing?
Can I send my this one is called Spider Monkeys. Spider bots up on top of the engine, kind of fire a few stunades at these guys, trying to get the they're in disarray, I'm assuming, because of the
yes.
thing flying around.
Yep.
And so they're going to try and take advantage. They have stunades, and I'm hoping to add to the chaos and distract them and buy more time for us to do whatever we're trying to do.
Hell yeah, go for it.
So I just roll for attack with these things. Let's see. So I hit.
Hey Jacob, your gremlin cackle is getting lots of love in the chat.
Thank you.
I already whacked the time code on that. So yeah, we'll be clipping that as my new text message ringtone.
Hey, if you want cartoon voices, I can do cartoon voices all day.
So I hit armor class minus one with one, and the other one misses.
Ooh. All right. So you threw two of those stunades?
Yeah.
Okay. So is it the group up here?
Yeah, I'm going for the ones closest to the engine side.
Right on. Let's see. Chrome tab. Mike, if you could go ahead and share my screen again. There we go. All right. So right here?
Yeah, right sort of between those two. Try and get as much impact as possible.
All right. So the first one that you missed, that one bounces and then goes into the tram rail. There's a pulse. And it knocks this guy back, but it's one of those things where it's like one of those Dragon Ball Z things. There's a pulse wave and he kind of slides on his heel, holding his rifle up. These guys up here, they get whacked with the effect of the pulse. And they go down hard. It looks like they did not, make their saving throws. So, all right. So you got the cargo container out of the way. You got those guys stunned. These guys over here on the other side of the tram are rushing forward, and you see this right here, right beside you, fully open up, and you see another squad coming through. As do.
Somebody throw a grenade!
So I actually have fragmentation munitions in my slap rifle.
Okay. They're 20 millimeter grenades.
So I'm going to do what the gremlin suggests, because that seems to be working today. And what AC do you want me to hit to get in that general area?
Well, they're all grouped, and they're because it's a considered a burst weapon or a burst template because it's a grenade. Mm-hmm. You just need to hit an AC5.
AC5. So my required roll is going to be 14. It looks like. And let's see, what do I got? Plus one because I'm filled with hate.
Yep. And what's your base attack bonus?
Two.
And do you have an agility bonus or a dexterity bonus?
No modification shows next to dexterity score of 16.
Okay. So 16, you should have a plus one.
Oh,
if not, that's my bad. So what do you, plus three total?
Base hit is plus two, plus one for three, plus one more because I'm filled with rage, thanks to Nick Cole. So
is he in the green room at all?
Sorry, one second. I was looking over here. Let me check. Nick is no. Oh, wait, there at the bottom.
Aha. Nick Cole.
He might have stepped out for a second. So
gotcha.
All right. So I got to roll a
12.
A 12? Okay. That's hitting AC 5.
Yeah.
I rolled a 12.
Nice. All right. So did you want to do your epic roar?
Oh, yeah. I don't have it queued up now. you got to upstage me, Jacob. Who show was it? All right, 3D6, right?
Okay, so you hear like a ka-chunk, and the grenade flies out, hits that area, and there's just a massive pressure wave as all those guys get knocked down. Flat. It doesn't look like they're moving either. A rough day at the office.
Yeah, for chunky salsa effect.
Chunky salsa. You want me to roll a 3d6, or are we just going to kind of hand wave?
Nope, go ahead. Roll it, because I need to know what they're going to do next round, possibly.
I got unaltered rolls. I got 6, 6, and 1. So
13. Never mind. They're hamburger.
All right, cool.
Nick, right before your friends in the chat are asking if you got assaulted by any of California's finest.
They did. They came by to make sure that I was behaving and being a good little commie. And they wanted to know where my guns were. And I told them that I'd just gone rowing out in the Pacific and all my guns slipped in and fell to the bottom. And I was really distraught. And then they went away in their big tactical SWAT van. It was cool.
are you back with the rest of your companions from your slithering?
Stink Guy is going to make for that. Stink Guy is going to make for that locomotive unit, and just whispering "choo choo, motherfucker," and get on if you can.
Right on. All right, so you guys, wrong button.
Can I shoot this dude right here?
Hold on one second. Which dude?
Trying to ping it. You said it's control click.
Left click.
This guy?
Yep. Yeah, you can shoot him.
Yeah, so I want to move right here behind cover and draw my blaster pistol and squeeze off around.
All right. AC3.
All right.
Plus your modifiers, obviously.
Okay, let me take a look.
Don't forget, you're filled with hate.
That's right. So I get a plus 3 to that.
Nice. So
17, which is...
Oh, yeah, you hit him. Two. Oh, yeah. You knock him back into this technician. There's a gaping hole in his armor. And do you guys board the train?
Yeah, I'd say so. Although maybe I can... If I can do a sweep with my drone first just to make sure it's clear.
The drone goes in, and you see another armored trooper come out on this side. So he basically, the guy that was like, "We're coming to help." Holy crap, they just threw a cargo container. I'm going away.
Right. Right, okay.
He jumps out that side.
Junker, we'll say through the, through his vocalizer, "We're clear for the train."
All right. You guys make it in there?
As Brother Jonathan enters, he announces, "If you value your life, leave."
Once that guard jumped out, the only thing that's in there is a robot that looks like it's connected to the command console. It swivels around and he says, "Unfortunately, sir, I am not allowed to leave. They have secured me to the mechanism.
Oh.
Please don't shoot. I much value my upper half."
Junker says, "Not as much as I do. That's one pretty jaw you have."
I'll slice it off for him.
There's a whole bunch of protesting as well as no, as the jaw comes clean. What do you do? What do you
Can I use my tech skills to just program this bad boy to drive the train where we need it to while I slowly cannibalize it?
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of protesting. Like, sir, you don't have to do that. What's your? Are you using technology?
Yeah. I'll do the same thing, which is intelligence plus two.
Go ahead.
So I rolled an 8, and I got a plus 2 and a plus 1 intelligence mod.
Right on. So yeah, you can. So you can
get that brings me down to 5.
Yep. You basically, what do you call it? You cannibalize his jaw, lock that thing into place, and you're like, that's better, right? Yeah. And as you're like cannibalizing him, you dump him forward, kind of sew him into the dashboard a little bit, and like pull out wires in his back. So like almost like you're using him like reins of a horse. And you hear the engines powering up. Everybody inside, yes?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
I'll even give an all aboard.
The engine roars to life.
Hey, Walt.
Yes.
For a full immersion experience, I would like for you to simulate the incomprehensible verbal mutterings of the former engineer who's now attached to the console. Please, thank you.
I could do that, but then I would be remiss in. There you go. All right, so. All right, there's that. There's this guy and this guy. All right, so there's a what do you call it? There's an audible hum as the train flashes forward. You guys have the first quiet you've had in the last, and you know, during that combat and stuff like that. You guys flooded into the space, controlled the space, knocked a bunch of people down, got on the tram. It's only been about 2 minutes total, through all that, right? You guys have the first quiet sense of time as, Junker is guiding you to the farming ray. Where's the tram? All right. So, do you guys do anything healing, reloading weapons? What are you guys doing?
Torku preps a grenade to throw out the door as soon as it opens.
Of course you do.
Junker
Stink will continue to...
Junker continues to repair himself using the conductor bot, hopefully getting some more hit points back.
All right. You're not going to be able to do it until... after the next combat.
That's fine.
All right.
Then I'll just do that for flavor. He'll put parts in his backpack or whatever.
Gotcha. All right. So you managed to get off of one of the loading platforms, and then there's a large blast door that you guys come to that Iris is open at your advance. It doesn't look like they've managed to harden security yet to your position, the fact that you're actually here. So you guys enter the blast door. Hold on 1 second. Wow, why do I have doubles? That's weird. All right, so Mike, yeah, you're sharing my screen. Good. All right, so it's a big command center once you enter the double doors. And then you get, there are three technicians, working various controls. They all look like aliens of some sort. And the, this big yellow, what looks like a barrier, that looks like a force shield. So what do you guys do?
Torgu is going to come up. Lower the shield, or your suffering will be mighty.
Nick, were you going to do something?
Stink Eye was going to go ahead and broadcast some emotional resonance to create extreme love in them. In fact, lust for Torgu.
Oh my god!
Now they're just like the rest of us.
This is their chance to get their alien freak on with this thing.
All right, we're going to let's see. Oh, by the way, Junker, they're calling you Lockjaw in the chat. So Jacob. Jacob does comics by posing action figures on his feed, and he's got a Patreon for it.
I follow Jacob's thing.
Yep. So, Jacob, if we can make that happen later, I'm sure somebody would find it hysterical. Let's see. So that guy, and that guy. All right. So this this green technician here is a 8-foot-tall green woman with almost like a dragon ridge on top of her head. She looks at, the technicians are slamming the keys. It looks like they're trying to do something to keep you out. And she just stops. She straightens up, looks at Grogu, and reaches to her flight suit and goes, zip. what are you guys doing?
With his new voice box, Junker says, oh, my.
Oh, so now you're talking like the train engineer?
I mean, he takes what he can find.
There's a just lower it a little bit, Mike, just so I can even. That's awesome. She just sits there and she's like, hello. And she hits the control for the field. The field dissipates and you just see all the technicians throw their hands up.
You have an admirer, stink eye. Maybe you should take time for that.
What do you guys do?
You're welcome, everybody. Stink Eye just shambles forward to that what looks like that throne because he likes a good sit.
All right.
At the 12 o'clock.
Yep, I gotcha. You got you're on the throne, which sounds a lot more. Yeah, no, I'm sorry. Sorry, folks.
The Super Bowl.
Yeah, the other technicians have their hands up. They're not, they're like, oh my God, trying to dissuade you from doing anything. She comes over and picks up Trogu and starts like petting him lovingly.
No, role play this
stroke my ears.
Don't walk away from this moment.
Oh my god, this was so worth waking up early for. What are you guys doing?
Junker will say to Stink Eye, does this really need to keep happening?
Yes, it does.
Oh yeah. This is what life is all about, man. You get freaky and you shake your love. Don't be judgmental. Just let it happen. Good for you.
Oh my god. All right. So
and then he belches really loudly, and his breath is foul.
Keep your saber to yourself.
All right, so Stink Eye, you have control of the main console. It looks like they were trying to lock you guys out from what they were doing on their consoles, but the main control system has ATC information. It's got air traffic control information, point defense cannon locations, and information as it's targeting. It looks like outside of this ship, there is a huge gun battle going on between the Bastard Nebula and this particular Arrowhead Corvette. There's fighters involved. Good.
I would like to go ahead and shut off all delivery to the ammunition systems to the various PDCs so that they can no longer shoot back.
Do you have technology or anything like that?
Stink Eye likes to push buttons. let's see. Yes, security.
Yes, that'll work. So that's intelligence. Yeah. Is there a modifier for it?
Intelligence. Yep. There is no modifier.
All right. So
and I am drunk.
that's on you. So I would only impose a -1 for being drunk. But if you want to be more severe,
okay.
But
he makes it actually.
Oh, cool.
He had a 14. He made it with an 11. I'll take your negative one. I'll add two. This still brings me in. I could get drunker.
So he's sitting there and he's just like, he's looking back to Grogu and his new friend. And he's just like, let it happen, dude. Let it happen. Oh, crap. Guns. Right. So you see the delivery systems for the ammunition just absolutely stop. So the rail system that loads a lot of this stuff, the charge cells deplete. It'll be a few minutes and the main crew is going to have to jump in and do some damage control in order to fix what you just did. Yes, but you also have the
Junker says, now we can shut down the agriculture laser.
Beautiful lady, would you be so kind as to shut down the agro laser for Torgu?
She's like, I would absolutely love to do that. Come over with me. And
he has interaction skill.
Oh my god. I feel strangely emboldened, but at the same time, yeah. All right. So you guys walk over to the control station. She starts manipulating something. Let's see.
Hey, family show.
Yeah, family show. Yak, you see the technician that's close to you just kind of, he's kind of watching what's going on, and he's got his hands up. But it looks like he's starting to edge closer to the console.
Torgo will choke him out.
Well, you're on the other side of the room. You don't see it. You're being lovingly occupied.
Brother Donovan will ignite his star sword and intimidate him to not do anything rash.
He, you're standing beside him, just kind of like, got the stance going with your arms folded, and when you reach to your belt and ignite the glowing blade, there's a snap hiss and he just inches back the other way and like slides away from the desk.
Can Duncan pull out his duct tape and start just wrapping it around the engineers.
Hell yeah. So you start taping them up so that they're not going to get into trouble and shut down what you've done when, once you leave. She shuts down the agricultural laser and then she like taps Stink Eye on the shoulder and she's like, I know, first of all, is your friend, is he single?
Not only is he single, he's been looking for the right lady all his life, real special lady. And technically, I'm a wizard, but I'm kind of a priest too, so I can marry you.
She says, if it's not too trouble, can I come with you guys?
Oh, yeah. What can you do? Can you do like crazy stuff?
I can shut down the systems. But as far as crazy stuff, and she like lowers the zipper on her jumpsuit just a little bit more.
Oh yeah, you can come all the way.
She goes,
he's in, guys. She's one of us.
She reaches into the inner pocket of the jumpsuit and pulls out a like an access card, and then like zips up just a little bit more. We'll save the rest for later. And as she pulls out that access card, right, you hear like a humming noise, like a woo 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 woo, and then the screen goes black and it says "to be continued."
Oh,
awesome! So, we're going to be back here same time next week.
Yep, that's the plan. Same time, same channel.
All right, and we want to thank everybody in the Twitch chat, YouTube chat for hanging out and giving us some love. Scary Larry Pants in the chat has just said, hide the valuables. Larry just showed up. We were playing White Star today. And we'll be back next week for part two of Pirates, White Star Pirates, here on the Bear Podcast.